This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is Jared Goff being overlooked? Carson Anderson, Jim Costa in for Doug today. Listen, you get to the summertime, everybody puts their lists out. You get some inventory of what people think of your guy. CBS Sports put out an article, and it was top 10 quarterbacks. Of course, Jared Goff wasn't in it. He wasn't in the next tier as others receiving votes. He didn't make tier three, and he didn't make the list of guys to watch. In all, there are 25 different quarterbacks mentioned by CBS Sports. Goff's name... The only time it was found was in reference to him being considered a bust, saying, be careful with the hype about Justin Herbert. We've seen what happens with some of these quarterbacks after a hot start. Jared Goff, not a top 25 quarterback. This also comes off of Pro Football Focus's list last month that had Jared Goff as QB 26 in the NFL. Gator, is he being overlooked?
I think he's definitely being overlooked. I don't know where he ranks in the list of quarterbacks because the fact that they've got, you know, quarterbacks that haven't taken a snap in the NFL, they're going to be ranked ahead of them right now. I get that it's all projecting. You know, you don't know where it is, but where was he a few years ago when he helped the Rams get to the Super Bowl? Was he a top 10 quarterback at that point? Things changed dramatically for him with the Rams when Todd Gurley got hurt. They lost the running game. They lost some offensive linemen. There goes protection and also opening up the running game. Receivers left. That changes things also. Now, it sounds like I'm making excuses for Jared Goff. I don't know what he's going to be like with the Lions. It seems like the bar is so low from Lions fans that they expect nothing out of Jared Goff. And I just prepare people. I think it's quite possible he's a lot better than you think he is, which may just simply be average in the NFL. But average can be good enough if you can build the defense and if you can build the running game. An average quarterback can be good enough to win.
So the quarterbacks ahead of him, I'm not even going to give you the top 10. I'm going to go from there. Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford, Ryan Tannehill, Baker Mayfield, Matt Ryan, and Derek Carr were the just missed the top 10 crew. Then you have Big Ben, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Teddy Bridgewater in the next tier. Mm-hmm. Still no mention of Goff. Burrow, Lawrence, Wentz, Hurts, and Lance as a maybe next year could bounce back or are young quarterbacks and could blossom. No mention of Goff in the entire article. Nobody expects him to do much of anything in Detroit. And I thought we could ask Lions fans, because you say you feel like there's some people who don't think he's going to do very much. I am one of those people. I'm incredibly skeptical of what Jared Goff is going to bring to the Detroit Lions. The idea that he's overlooked, I kind of get why he's not on this list. He's not good.
Well, I don't think he's going to light things up this year. Let me get that clear either as well, because the team he's got around him, I think they've got a really good offensive line. I think they've got the potential to have a really good running game. But the receiving core is suspect at best. You've got cast-offs from other teams, guys that have potential. They flashed for a season or so, but they don't have the track record of being a number one guy. Williams isn't a number one guy. Perriman's not a number one guy. They've got, you know, a second-year receiver in Cephas behind there, and then you've got the Amon-Ra St. Brown, who they just drafted. They don't have this great group of receivers. What they have is a really good tight end, and they've got running backs out of the backfield that should be able to help the short passing game, but it's not going to be like this team's going to be averaging 300 yards passing a game with three touchdowns. That's not it. And I don't think that, you know, when we do evaluate him, it's going to be how can he manage this team this season. He's not going to be a 4,000-yard passer this year. Not even close. I wouldn't imagine. So it's, you know, I think you got to take it all in and understand there's not much to work with from a receiving core. But I don't know if people are going to look at that. I think people are just going to look at numbers at the end of the season and say, well, this guy sucks. Let's move on.
I saw a list that did fantasy rankings. He was 30th among quarterbacks. People who are judging this from the outside and just saying, how is Goff going to perform this year? They think he's going to be one of the worst quarterbacks in football. And I think there are some Lions fans who may take that as a shot. I look at it and say, the Lions aren't some great elixir to revitalize his career. I mean, let's say it out loud. You expect someone to go play for the Detroit Lions and revitalize their career, especially not this Detroit Lions team that he steps into.
Yeah, I think from a fantasy standpoint, you wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole because he's not going to put up numbers, which is all fantasy is about. In terms of real quarterbacks in the real NFL, is he going to be good enough? It's not this upcoming season. It's in 2022. Is he going to be the guy that you're going to want to bank on in 2022 if you sign a number one free agent wide receiver in the offseason, if you draft somebody high to help out on the offensive side or whatever the case is? And I have the bar set kind of low as well for Jared Goff, but I'm not writing him off as being an awful quarterback because I saw him with the Rams when he was good. It wasn't great. He was good.
He was good if you hold his hand.
Holding his hand? Actually giving him a running back that can play and having receivers to throw to?
Gator, let me put it this way. People look at him and say he went to a Super Bowl and he won playoff games, and those are factual statements. Stafford had a higher quarterback rating in the playoffs than Jared Goff. He never threw more than one touchdown in a playoff game. And when he got to the Super Bowl, big bright lights, everybody points out he got there. He didn't throw a touchdown. He was 0 of 8 on third down to start the game. It's like, all right, you didn't get some playoff king. You didn't get some guy who's going to come in here and be a calming influence and carry a team. He's a game manager who makes $30 million a year. I mean, he's a placeholder. So I get why people on the outside are going, he's not even worth mentioning on a list of 25 quarterbacks in the league. Don't even worry about Jared Goff because he's insignificant.
Would you rather have Jared Goff or Teddy Bridgewater?
They're the same dude.
Right, and yet they're way apart on this list. I think the list is a little funky on here. I don't think Jared Goff is a top 15 quarterback in the league, but I also don't think he's a bottom 5 quarterback in the league or bottom 7 quarterback in the league. He's somewhere in that mediocre tier, and there's nothing wrong with that if you can build the rest of your football team around it to win. Are the Lions going to be able to do that? They're going to be able to build a top-notch defense. It's going to take a while because they were abjectly horrible. And you look at the offensive side, can they build a running game? Well, they might be able to build a running game, and that could help out. But no, I don't think Jared Goff is great, but I think he's got potential to be a hell of a lot better than anybody thinks he is. I think that the narrative has been shaped by the losing that the Rams had and that the sheen was coming off Sean McVay, and he was looking for a scapegoat, and I think he pointed right in the direction of a quarterback that, by the way, played in a playoff game, a week after he had surgery on his thumb? So I think you have to look a little bit deeper into it than just simply looking at a statistical line or trusting that, you know, the quarterback soothsayer in McVay.
But was it scapegoating, or is it accurately identifying that their quarterback wasn't anything special and they had made a mistake by overpaying him? Because I think that buck gets passed on to the Lions. And let me be very clear, they were compensated for that. They picked up a couple first round picks in the trade to take Goff back. But from the moment they acquired him, I know there's belief in the building because Brad Holmes helped draft him in L.A., in the football landscape, the football world, he's insignificant, Jared Goff is. Now, I don't think he's going to be anything significant for the Detroit Lions. That's why he's not on this list. Now, if you're optimistic or if others are optimistic, we can try to gauge how people are viewing Jared Goff going into his first year as Lions quarterback, 248-539-9797.
I'm not terribly optimistic because of the team that they have around him. You know, it's interesting. What would he have been like if he was on last year's team when they started off with a healthy Kenny Galladay, a healthy Marv Jones, and you got TJ Hockenson, and you got DeAndre Swift, would he have done well with that competent players? I don't know. But he doesn't have that competent players this time around. He's got Hockenson, he's got a running game maybe, but the receivers are not going to do him any favors. I'm curious with what Anthony Lynn's offense is going to be. Because Anthony Lynn came in last year with a rookie quarterback real quick because of the injury to Tyrod Taylor. And all of a sudden, that offense was moving the ball down the field, and a rookie quarterback became a rookie sensation. I don't think we're going to see that same thing out of Jared Goff by any means because he had receivers to throw to over there. But can Anthony Lynn cobble together an offensive game plan that works to the strengths of what this offense has with the quarterback and with the running game?
248-539-9797. Getting people's thoughts on Jared Goff. Is he being underestimated as he arrives in Detroit? Gator, you just said it. He's got a chip on his shoulder.
Yep.
Jared Goff, he's an afterthought for those who cover the league. Insignificant. List comes out, top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. None of us expect him to be on that list. But then CBS Sports continued with, what about who's on the outside looking in? Who's next? They named 25 quarterbacks. Didn't mention Jared Goff other than to say, basically, he's a bust. Throwing him in like, hey, be careful with young quarterbacks and buying into the couple years in their career because look at Jared Goff. So we've asked Lion fans, and they want to get in on this, 248-539-9797. Is Goff being overlooked? Is he flying under the radar and you believe he's going to bounce back now that he's in Detroit? 248-539-9797. We'll also get into the other NFC North quarterback drama. We'll do that at 12:45. Everybody focusing on Rodgers, and rightfully so, but not the only situation that we should keep an eye on. Here's my stance when it comes to Jared Goff. He's not very good. And I think joining the Detroit Lions, who are also not good, is going to set him up for failure. We can focus on, well, if they run the ball well and play high-level defense, he can game manage his way into average quarterback play. Well, they don't have a great defense. They don't even have a good defense. And the run game is still in progress. He's a $30 million game manager. He's a placeholder. He's a guy who turned the ball over more than any quarterback in football the last 2 years. He's a guy who threw touchdowns right around where he's being ranked on these lists. He was 26th in touchdown percentage last year, 28th the year before. Guys, he's a bad quarterback on a bad team. He's kind of an afterthought. I mean, if they got everything right and had an offensive player of the year in the backfield like he did in L.A., and they had one of the best defenses in the sport like he did in L.A., yeah, you can win some playoff games with him. But I don't think you want to build up a whole team and then feel like your quarterback is a limited guy. And that's why the Rams said, we got to move on and we got to upgrade.
Well, that's why the Lions said, we'll take another first-round pick, and thank you very much. And they're not married to Jared Goff long-term. They're
right.
Married to him for at least this upcoming season and likely the season after that. And then they can cut ties, and it's not going to cost them much. And, oh, look, they'll have four first-round picks in the next 2 years to try and evaluate which quarterback they should go with in the draft if that's where they have to go. Well, there's a possibility that he can be just fine, and they
just
can move
fine
on with him.
Well, if he's just fine, I think you still draft a quarterback for what he's being paid like a franchise guy.
If he's just fine, you can still draft a quarterback, but do you take one in the first round?
Well, I think you got to get your franchise. If they're as bad as people think they're going to be, and they're not going to be favored in any game this fall, according to the odds makers. Now, they'll win a few, but they'll end up picking near the top. That's your chance to get a franchise guy.
It's absolutely a chance.
Then you hang on to Goff for that one more year where he's kind of an ambassador, right? Where he kind of provides the opportunity to pass the torch when that next guy is ready. So I do view him as a placeholder. I do get why he's not on the radar of those who rank quarterbacks going into the season, and there's really no buzz around him outside of maybe here, and that's kind of what I want to tap into. 248-539-9797.
Do you give any possibility to the fact that he could be good?
I mean, everybody says change of scenery can be good for a guy. I just look at the scenery he's joining, and it's a pretty brutal battle scene, right? I mean, it's a lot of blood and guts, and it's people spilled out on the battlefield. This is not a place that you go in and you're set up for success.
Yeah, unfortunately for, like, if you're a Goff supporter or you believe Goff is actually a decent quarterback, they did not give him much to work with here. I mean,
no,
the offensive line looks okay. Look, it could be something positive, right? And Swift is a young and upcoming back. Jamal Williams, nice backup. But as far as receiving threats, it's Hockenson and nobody else. I mean, I don't think Goff is that good. But this year, when he comes out there and he doesn't play that well, I'm not going to put it all on Goff, because I'm telling you, the Lions are giving him nothing to work with. They're not helping this man at all. We had Goff on right after he signed with the Lions, right? And we asked him about the draft. He mentioned a playmaker. You know, quarterbacks want someone to throw to. I mean, as much as everyone thinks, of course they want to be protected, but they want someone to throw through. Joe Burrow asking for Ja'Marr Chase ahead of Penei Sewell.
Point.
You know, they want playmakers. They want someone to help them make them look good, right? Jared Goff is coming to an organization with wide receivers that are signed to one-year deals and rookies. You know, he's not going to give – he has not been given much to work with. So I don't expect him to be a world beater, and we really shouldn't be, because they – like I said already, there's nothing out there for – no one to throw to for him. So I kind of feel bad for Goff in a sense, like –
he's going to have to go
to bash him, and it's going to be – it's not going to look good.
He's really in a no-win situation.
No, it's just not going to look good.
The team's probably going to be bad, and offensively with the receiver position, there's not a whole lot to get excited about. So you don't expect his numbers to be there. How is he supposed to, you know, win over fans? I mean, unless he has a great season, which is highly unlikely. I mean, you just can't do it. I mean, if he goes out there and manages what they have and they win five games, six games, and he throws for 3,500 yards and is, you know, he only throws for like a dozen interceptions or something like that, you could look at that. We could spin it and say, okay, look, he had a crap team to deal with, and he was baseline. At worst, he was slightly less than mediocre.
Yeah,
add some pieces and he can go forward with it. I think it's just an interesting watch for this upcoming season, and unfortunately, it's not a real fair watch for this upcoming season because of what's there.
Well, it's just so funny because I hear you say that, and I agree with it, right? That the cards are stacked against him. The team's not very good. It's hard to blame it on the quarterback. Yet isn't that what we just did to the last guy for 12 years, right? The Lions have been atrocious. No defense, no running game for 10 years. And we go, well, but the last guy wasn't any good. So Goff's going to get fed to the Wolves here. I mean, that's just the reality.
He was fed to the Wolves when he came in as a rookie. He started seven games and he went 0-7, right? He did not have a good season, and that was a bad Rams team. The second year, he goes 11-4, has a quarterback rating of 100. The third year, they go 13-3, and has a quarterback of 101. So it's not like he was just managing the game for the Rams. You don't do that with a rating of 100. And he did it in back-to-back seasons. Now, those were good Ram teams. But he was one of the reasons they were good Ram teams. Like I said, then you had Todd Gurley's injury. Then you lose receivers and you have injuries to the offensive line. Still goes 9-7, 9-6. I will argue it's probably on the back of the defense why you won the games. But, you know, he wasn't god awful, but he wasn't very good either. 86 rating, and then he had a 90 rating last year. I'm amazed he actually threw for as many yards as he did the last couple of seasons, given what they had.
What are people expecting from Jared Goff? 248-539-9797. This person says, unnamed texter, I'm not expecting huge things from him. However, the older article ranked him behind rookies who haven't taken a snap yet. Clown rankings, that's Jeff in a mail truck, so I guess not an unnamed texter. JT says, Goff.
But it's a projection. I mean, if you're going to project that Trevor Lawrence, everybody said that's number one quarterback in the draft. He's going to be really good. Well, they also had resources to put in to help him out, to sign free agents, because they had a bunch of money to spend. And then they clearly had lots of draft capital, too. Trevor Lawrence, I'm not going to be surprised if he's a better-than-average quarterback from day one.
Person says, I'm very optimistic with Goff, hoping he can get in a groove with Cephas.
Well, I mean, I hope Quintez Cephas is... I hope he shows some growth from one year to the next.
Yeah,
I hope
that text means that Cephas is so good, he's like a one or a two.
You talk about afterthoughts. I mean,
you want to get in a groove with your fourth receiver.
Yeah, they'll be running scout team next year together. Goff's reputation is mainly taking a hit because everyone buys into the hype that Sean McVay is the biggest coaching god to ever walk the sidelines. Maybe McVay is great because of his players, including Goff? Question mark.
Well, I kind of lean in the camp that I'm not so sure that Sean McVay is the great mind everybody thinks he is. They had an awesome defense. They have the best defensive player, one of the best
arguably
defensive players
ever.
We've seen. Well, arguably ever, and sure, he's playing in the same era as J.J. Watt, but Aaron Donald was ridiculous. And then you add, you know, Jalen Ramsey to the mix and the backside of it. And they've got two of the best ever.
People upset that Teddy Bridgewater is ahead of him on this list. Let's hear from some of the people on the phones, because we've been stacking them here. Sean on a cell. Sean. I'll see if I can press the right button here. Sean, you're on 97.1.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sean, what do you think of Goff?
Man, I am optimistic as everyone else here. I kind of liken Goff coming to Detroit. Almost, well, not a great comparison, but Chauncey Billups was an NBA journeyman before we picked him up here in Detroit. And he kind of turned the thing around here. And I'm just hoping that, you know, we could give him some of that Detroit mojo and he can do the same here for his career. I mean, I would like to know his name.
What's that?
You'd like to know his what?
I think it's a bad sign.
Look at the offense surrounding him that he had. I think it was a really friendly offense for him the first couple of years he came in. I mean, the guy went to the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't see him being a complete bust. And I just I hope it kind of works out. Also, if I could shout out someone real quick, I talked to you guys about a week ago about LeBron James kind of walking off the court with his team, you know, kind of looking like not that guy.
Right.
Kevin Durant last night, to me, put a fork in LeBron James.
Because LeBron wasn't playing.
If you look at the circumstances, he had similar circumstances. Both of his stars were out. And James Harden didn't play last night. Can we agree to that?
Well, yeah, I mean, he played, but he went 1-for-10. It was a complete non-factor. Yeah. Right, yeah. And he put your point is that he put the team on his back when LeBron had the injury to Anthony Davis. He didn't do the same.
LeBron James put the team on his back, and it was too much weight. He walked off the court crying. Well, this kid, KD, we know. I mean, we can...
LeBron's also won a bunch of championships.
Talk about him on social media. Yeah,
I don't like LeBron James. I don't like Kevin Durant. But I can respect the hell out of both of their abilities, and I can clearly argue, as well as anybody else, that LeBron James is one of the top three players of all time. You can make that argument, and it's hard to argue against it, given all the championships that LeBron James has had. You're judging LeBron James clearly as a, what is he, 36 King? You're judging him clearly as a 36-year-old and forgetting about everything he accomplished earlier on, then you're being foolish.
Yeah, LeBron James has carried on all the Cleveland Cavaliers to a championship. I mean, yeah, LeBron's 36, Kevin Durant's 32. You can argue Kevin Durant's better than LeBron right now. That's fine.
But
sure. To forget everything LeBron did before that is... Now, if you want to argue the fact walking off the court, that has nothing to do with... That's just being a good teammate or not. Yeah, you know, that's just...
That was a weak look.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.